Only one citizen came out in support of the Citizens United case, a 2010 U.S. Supreme Court ruling allowing unlimited corporate donations to political campaigns under the guise of free speech. Mary Jackson of Soldotna chided the assembly for wasting its time on what she says is a pipe dream of having a new amendment to the Constitution passed.
This is far outside the reach of local government and an unnecessary expenditure of time and resources for what is an extremely unlikely result. In the history of our nation, 27 amendments have gone forward. That's all.
Resolution co-sponsor Assemblyman Brent Johnson of Clam Gulch took issue with that characterization, though.
Mary Jackson mentioned that there has been somewhere near a jillion attempts to change to amend the Constitution, and that 27 of them succeeded. And those 27 happened to be real important. One of them, if I recall right, was giving the women the right to vote. One vote for one person, that there should be equality in the United States, and rich people shouldn't control the United States. And so I support this resolution. I'm proud of Tyson for bringing my attention to it. It isn't going to hurt anything to try, because I believe with all my heart that this is the right way to go.
Kathleen Rolfe of Soldotna and Gail Knupp of Kisilov both raised concerns about power being taken from human constituents.
Money should not be protected free speech. This money can far outweigh all private persons' contributions.
Corporations have a lot of dollars, so the common folks, how do they compete? Let's shine the light on the dark money. Let's give the power back to the people.
Assemblyman Jesse Bjorkman, an Nikiski teacher, tried to explain the Supreme Court's decision to the Assembly, but summarized by saying that they, the Assembly, were not qualified to overrule the justices.
These nine folks are not the correct nine to rule on this particular issue. Freedom of speech is important, and our country has been trying to sort out campaign finance and political finance and navigate that for a long time. I'm not going to support this resolution tonight, but I would encourage an increased conversation in what is the truth.
Homer Assemblyman Willie Dunn laid out exactly what he thought about the idea of corporate personhood.
You know, corporations are an interesting concept in our society. However, to consider an artificial entity such as a corporation as a person that deserves the same right as an individual human, to me, is just beyond reason.
Soldotna Assemblyman Tyson Cox, who co-sponsored the resolution, was hopeful the weight of communities coming out against the Citizens United decision would spur legal challenges that will eventually overturn it. The measure passed 6-2 with Bjorkman and Sterling Assemblyman Norm Blakely dissenting. For KBBI, I'm Jay Barrett.